We're talking about lots of different changes going on in our province as of April 1st. One of them is the new regulations for grizzly bear hunting. And here to talk about it and walk us through it, Chris Genovalli is Executive Director of the Raincoast Conservation Foundation. How are you, Chris?
Great. How are you, Al?
I'm good. So tell everybody, this is obviously, it's been talked about. We've done several segments. But as of April 1st, let's walk through what is happening in our province as far as this is concerned.
Well, essentially, the legal trophy hunt of grizzly bears is no longer. It is history, and it's province-wide, and it's great news. You know, the legal hunting of grizzly bears has continually been the largest source of mortality for grizzlies in BC on an annual basis, and, you know, as Raincoast has said for the last 20 years, yeah. There's no ecological, economic, or ethical justification to be killing these animals for sport or trophy, and so we're relieved that they will not be subjected to any further hunting persecution.
Why do you think it took so long to get to this point as of April 1st?
You know, I think a lot of these issues take quite a few years to resolve, and you know, from an organizational perspective, we've been working on this, employing every conceivable approach imaginable for over 20 years. So it is gratifying to see this ban come to fruition, and it's also come full circle. And I don't know if you remember, but Raincoast led the campaign in 2000 and 2001, which resulted in a 3-year province-wide moratorium back then on the grizzly hunt implemented by the then NDP government at the time. But it was only for one spring hunting season, and it was overturned when the Gordon Campbell Liberals swept into power in that spring 2001 election, and the first policy they enacted was to rescind the moratorium. So it's an interesting and as the to paraphrase the Grateful Dead, a long, strange trip it's been over 20 years.
Now, along with the ban, there are some regulatory changes that are taking place, and I guess we should explain that a little bit as to, you know, what those are.
So there are some issues around if you are a taxidermist or a tanner, you need to submit a report within 10 days of acquiring any grizzly bear parts. So those may be from bears that were shot in the time when the hunt was still legal, like last fall, or they could be people who have illegally killed a bear, and you need to report that if you are receiving those parts. The problem with that one particular aspect of this is the fine is only $230 if you don't report it, and I think that's a pretty light fine. I mean, if you don't pick up your dog poo in the CRD, that's about the same amount that
you
would
pay. That's right, it is. $200.
I think it needs to be about 10 times that in order to incentivize, so to speak, these guys to keep honest and to do that reporting. So we'd like to see that improved. You know, and there's also a requirement around removing the so-called edible portions for other large carnivores now for trophy hunters. And, you know, we feel that that is just kind of maintaining the charade that people are hunting those animals for food. I mean, you know, when you're hunting wolves and other large carnivores like black bears and cougars, and you're hunting them for trophies. I mean, let's be honest. And, you know, we're hoping the grizzly hunt ban now in place will signal the start of a new era in how the BC government and British Columbians in general interact and relate with all large carnivores. So, you know, I think that component of the new regs needs to be re-examined as well.
Chris Genovalli is joining us here. He's executive director of the Raincoast Conservation Foundation on this day, the day number two, I guess, technically, for new regulations for grizzly bear hunting. Boy, I got about less than a minute here. So let me give you the final word on this as to, you know, what this means moving forward.
I think what this means is we need to look at at reforming wildlife management across the board in British Columbia. I mean, this is a watershed moment, and we need to take this opportunity to look at reforming how we manage wildlife, particularly all large carnivore species. We need scientific management in BC, and we need management that is not dominated by special interests like the trophy hunting lobby.
Appreciate this, Chris. We'll talk again, okay?
Thank you very much, Al.